Welcome to the deep dive. Today, you're in for something pretty different.
Yeah.
We've got our hands on a direct, unedited dump of forum posts. So no curation, no polish.
Just the raw feed.
Exactly. It's from a niche online community, a real glimpse behind the curtain of, you know, an unmediated digital space.
Okay.
Our mission. To wade through this, well, unvarnished stuff and pull out what it tells us about how these communities work, what they really talk about, you might find some aha moments in here.
It's definitely a unique opportunity looking at this kind of unmediated discourse in real time.
Right.
But you should know these sources are often messy, full of inside jokes, maybe personal stuff, sometimes pretty controversial content.
For sure.
Our goal here really is to help you understand the dynamics, what's going on, what stands out. We're guides, basically.
Yeah.
We're just conveying what's in the source material, trying to show the range of ideas. We're definitely not taking sides or endorsing anything you hear.
Absolutely. So let's dig in. The forum itself, it's identified as HSG Homestuck General.
Homestuck. Okay.
Yeah, the webcomic. And this forum is deep in what they call Chan culture. Think image boards, kind of tracing back to places like 4chan.
Right, often unmoderated, pretty insular.
Exactly. The source actually calls HSG the successor to the successor to 4chan's Homestuck General.
Wow, quite the pedigree.
And it claims to be the future of hooey stuff Chan culture. They even mention minor production problems, slowing the thread down.
Mm-hmm. Hints at the challenges of just keeping these things running.
Yeah, and it's not isolated. There are links to related spots like PSG for panty and stocking, Vivox Overboard, Mejidochan.
That's fascinating, actually. That lineage, the connections. It really shows how these niche communities like evolve and splinter off.
Yeah.
This Chan culture idea, it persists, you know, adapts across different platforms, but keeps that specific tone, those interaction patterns.
So understanding that 4chan lineage is kind of key.
It definitely helps grasp the unique vibe and how people talk to each other there.
Okay, moving into the actual discussions. It's a real chaotic mix of pop culture and fan talk.
I bet.
What jumped out at me was just how fervent it is. Sometimes, honestly, pretty uncritical. Homestuck, obviously, is huge.
That's right.
References everywhere. Characters like Rose Lalonde get mentioned constantly, but also these weird variations like Lujola Lundo or Mexican Rose.
Okay, so deep in the lore and the fan reinterpretations.
Oh, totally. And fan creations. They talk a lot about Homestuck RPG maker games, like one called Felt Mansion.
Ah, so it's participatory. They're not just consuming, they're making stuff within that world.
Exactly, and it bleeds into other things, too. Undertale comes up. There's this incredibly detailed review of a Superman movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like down to casting ethnicity mentions of Israeli and Aryan plot holes and this bizarre phrase, bark beast humor.
Beast humor, okay.
I know. So when you see that level of like intense, almost obsessive engagement, what does that tell you?
Well, it definitely shows how deeply invested people get, right?
Yeah.
It's often really personal, their connection to these fictional worlds. Even with the creators like Andrew Hui getting discussed.
Yeah, they talk about his personal life.
Right. So this space becomes intensely subjective, a place for critique that often blurs the line between, you know, appreciation and maybe something closer to obsession.
Mm-hmm.
If you connect it to the bigger picture, it really drives home how media consumption in these specific online environments shapes identity.
Yeah.
It can build camaraderie, sure, but also these really strong, sometimes kind of uncritical attachments.
And the way they talk.
Mm.
The language itself is something else.
Okay.
You notice this typing quirk right away, a WW instead of W. Like what? Women? It's everywhere.
Huh. Like a marker.
Seems like it. A signal you're in. And then the slang, the chan speak. Some of it's just weird, like quirk chungus or I lum.
Standard internet weirdness, yeah.
But then there are terms like troons, which you see used a lot as a derogatory term for trans people. And some really out there graphic stuff like cordyceps hypnosis themed Twitter bait, waifu, or kumza.
Right.
Though, interestingly, they specifically say no scat posting. So there's some line, apparently.
It's fascinating, isn't it? This specialized language, the sheer volume, the often shocking nature. It's not just about being edgy, though that's part of it.
What else is it doing?
It's creating a deliberate filter. It reinforces the group identity by kind of pushing away outsiders who don't or won't adopt this extreme unfiltered way of talking.
So unfiltered isn't just no rules, it's like a performance.
Sort of a performed defiance against mainstream norms, yeah.
Yeah.
And again, just to be clear, we're reporting these terms exist in the source, definitely not endorsing them.
Right, understood.
What's also interesting is they seem to try and analyze their own chaos. They discuss concepts like Yasuga, Shijima, and Musubi, apparently philosophical ideas, as ways to understand different community dynamics.
Really? They apply to themselves?
Yeah. Users even tag specific members with these labels, like MEX Shijima, Mom Musubi, Marzipan Yasuga. It's like their own internal sociology.
Wow. Okay, shifting to the social dynamics, this is where it gets even more revealing, I think.
How so?
You see these really serious, sometimes contentious discussions just laid bare. Debates about, say, post-ironic waifu husbando posting being problematic.
Self-awareness, kind of.
Sort of. And observations on the stickiness of online communities. People sharing personal anecdotes, too, like one user talking about asking bisexual women why they ID as lesbian, suggesting it's used as an I have a boyfriend excuse.
Okay, so getting into gender and identity politics.
Yeah, and some really strong opinions. One comment claims that being attached to fictional characters in a way that's not strictly platonic is tantamount to sexually harassing a real person.
Whoa. Okay, that's quite a take.
Right.
It really highlights that tension, doesn't it, between wanting community and this push for just absolute freedom of expression, even if it tramples civility.
Yeah.
But it's not pure anarchy everywhere in this sphere. The source mentions another community, Marzipan.
Ah, right. The one with the rules.
Exactly. Despite being a Chan, it has detailed rules. And they're analyzed in the source as having, quote, woke adjacent values.
Like anti-bigotry rules.
Yeah, strong anti-bigotry stance, emphasis on empathy. But the analysis notes, it's not woke in the mainstream corporate sense. No virtue signaling, still an image board, SFW, but not, like, completely sterilized.
So it's trying to carve out a middle ground.
Seems like it. It's a fascinating counterpoint, showing attempts to build some structure and ethics within that Chan framework. It really makes you think about what woke even means in different online contexts.
And then there are these incredibly raw personal confessionals.
Yeah.
Like really long posts. One, number Horn11883, just unpacks everything. Disturbing childhood stuff, offensive fantasies, even admitting to violence like hitting someone with a car on purpose.
With grief. That's incredibly stark.
It really is. It's a shocking reminder of what unfiltered can mean in these unmoderated spaces. Just raw, extreme content spilling out.
Yeah.
There's also this whole intense discussion about the author Stieg Larsson.
The girl with the dragon tattoo author.
Yeah. They rehash that disputed story about him supposedly witnessing a gang rape as a teen, doing nothing, and then maybe using it as inspiration.
Right. I remember hearing about that controversy.
Yeah.
Conflicting accounts.
Exactly. And the forum users just tear into it, debating what was a 15-year-old supposed to do, run and call the cops, and whether freezing up is pathetic, the weirdness of basing fiction on something like that.
That Larsson discussion is a perfect example of how these forums become arenas for debating and deconstructing narratives, personal stories, public perception, often with a really critical, almost unforgiving eye. It shows how they grapple with morality and ethics, even amidst all the other chaos. And those really raw confessions you mentioned, they just underscore how these forums can become a dumping ground for the darkest, most vulnerable stuff, completely unfiltered.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, finally, let's touch on the more personal reflections and the broader societal commentary. It's quite range.
From the personal to the political.
Exactly. You get relatable stuff like people complaining about sleep smurf and stomach hurts, or procrastination, being tired of being fat.
Everyday struggles, yeah.
But also darker admissions, like harboring resentment towards friends, actually saying, sometimes I genuinely wish they would die.
Wow.
Feeling deeply tired, even mentions of suicidal thoughts, thinking about slicing my wrists right now.
That's heavy stuff to share publicly.
It is.
And what's fascinating, again, is how these forums act as this conduit for personal anxieties, personal frustrations, which then often get projected outwards, right? Onto bigger societal issues or onto other groups.
How do you mean?
Well, you see it in the hot takes, like comments on the hand sanitizer generation, fears about humanity's future, dismissing AI as funny garbage. And then you get the really offensive stuff, like that assertion about Hindus being the jobber race, with just awful comparisons. It feels like a link between feeling powerless personally and lashing out with these extreme offensive critiques.
I see that connection. And the political commentary is just as unfiltered.
Let me guess.
Yeah. Chilling thoughts like, billions must die. Mentions of floods in Japan, the yen being trash. Nostalgia for 2021 Ponzonomics.
Ah, the crypto bubble days.
Seems like it. Debates on Global Tower, America, Germany, Japan, Israel versus BRICS.
Ah.
A call out, Death to MEX, directed at another user, apparently.
So internal conflicts boiling over into geopolitical terms.
Yeah. Opinions like the world can unite against Israel.
Mm.
A claim, maybe ironic, that we here at Mejudokten love China. Support for Russia being linked to incoherent ranting about Jews and tricksters, it's a lot.
It really poses that question, doesn't it? Are these spaces just reflecting existing societal tensions, or are they actively amplifying them through this completely unmoderated expression?
Hard to say.
And you mentioned identity discussions, too.
Oh, yeah. Philosophical musings alongside crude stuff. Talk about pregnancy as a fetish, using terms like womb body and breeder. Someone wanting to hypnotize myself to feel happiness.
Wow.
Strong takes on trans issues, like two trans wrongs don't make a trans right. The observation, it's troons all the way down, analyzing trans as containing RTA.
Barky.
No context given, just thrown out there. And even a debate on whether just being a contrarian is a valid stance.
Huh. Meta-commentary on their own behavior,
mm,
or lack thereof. It's a real mix of profound anxiety, offensive projection, and occasional, maybe accidental, self-reflection.
Well, that brings our deep dive into this unfiltered corner of the internet to a close. It's definitely been an experience wading through this raw discourse.
Yeah, it's intense stuff.
But even in what looks like total chaos, you do see patterns, right? Human interaction, community building, community destruction, shared anxieties, it all comes through.
Definitely.
So this dive really gave us, and hopefully you, a shortcut to understanding the complex, sometimes pretty shocking, reality of these super niche online worlds.
And maybe leaves us with something to think about. If we connect this to the bigger picture, what does this kind of unvarnished reality tell us about where digital interaction is headed? Or maybe about the deeper, less expressed parts of our collective consciousness online? Think about it. How do these platforms, with barely any moderation, shape not just what people do online, but maybe real-world attitudes, real-world language?
For better or worse.
And what responsibility do we have just by watching or participating?
Exactly. Questions to mull over.